The dialect of Anstey, Dorset. Mr. Jim Thomas, aged 70, a retired farmer and native, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in December 1956.
Yes, we were snowed up here one time when nobody couldn't get to us for a week. I'd dig ourselves out and meet the beggars part-wise. And
yeah.
Take on a bag, you know, and bring back some loaves.
Yeah.
And distribute them on the t'other.
Oh, you managed to do that then?
Yes.
And how did they get you, how did they get through in the end?
Oh, dug out the roadway, see? Every man, of course, couldn't do nothing else, and they'd all go back on the road and dig themselves out. That was the only job clean, see, and no turn well, I had to do that or starve.
Yeah.
It didn't last long, but a week, you know, before we were through. The country side is the same, but things is changing in it so much, see. Years ago, we knowed everybody throughout the village. We could sit down here with them and tell who everybody was living in different cottages, but you can't know because so many cottages like been built, and then there's people to come in, fresh faces, we don't know who they be, we call them foreigners. And then they stop perhaps about 2 months in, clear out again. Then somebody else come in, well, you don't know who's who, not know. Just a few logos, like myself, hanging about you, that's all.
Were you actually born here?
No, in this cottage up where Tom lives, that's where you're born.
What were the sort of jobs you did when you started work?
Well, any jobs, either come along, or farmer wide a boy that going to lead a horse, like summertime now, or when we used to load die on the wagons, pitch it up with picks, just how the boys he'd laid the horse. Oh, and then when the old carter would say, oh, vast, on you had to go, see. Well, I don't remember seeing them cutting wee hooks. They might have when I, before I can remember, I heard my father talk about, see, all that was reaped with a reap hook, see, gathered in their arms and cut off a lot and putting down and go on, cut off another and putting down. And there were a woman on behind, she'd come on and tie up every other day, see. Not with a sheep. They're all done behind.
And what then?
Well, then, of course, everything had to be done behind for horses and carts. Pull them in then, see, into the rick.
Ah, but you wouldn't take the sheaves from the ground straight into the rick, would you?
Oh, no, you would hile them up in lines, straight lines, like you see them now. Occasionally, not often, because the combines to chuck out the straw and the weeds. These old hands would just look over and they'd sort of judge the crop, see? And they'd put down their saddle of curtain. You know, that's the size of the rick they're going to make. And then there was one there called the rick maker. He was skilled at the job, you know. He'd take charge then and tell their men had to chuck the sheaves to him. He'd go all around and build up these ricks. And we'll be tight enough our sheaf were out of place. When the rick were made, one looking there a bit tidy, these like were pulled than mine. Well, they'd make the rick perhaps in Basson the same day.
Oh. And then how long would it stay up in the rick then?
Well, that curtain know the farmer, if he wanted some ready cash, he'd soon have it thrashed out. Oh. But if he didn't, all together they'd hold it on till the winter, nice, sort of choose a nice few fine days if they could, see. They'd judge the weather as well as they could, and they'd have a day or two's dressing.